USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the U.S. and Israel today officially open the new U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem following its relocation from Tel Aviv, as many as 100,000 Palestinians are preparing to show their opposition. Already gathering at flashpoints in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, smoke from tire fires filling the sky. That is President Trump's National Security Advisor says Palestinians must accept that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
Recognizing reality always enhances the chances for peace.
John Bolton speaking on ABC's This Week.
If you're not prepared to recognize that Jerusalem is the capital and that's where the American embassy should be, then you're operating on a completely different wavelength.
Oil prices now falling back from last week's 3.5-year high because of surging U.S. production. Drillers putting 11 more rigs to work just last week. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Eruption watch continues on Hawaii's Big Island. Scientists say Kilauea could blow at any time.
They say the lava crater in the volcano is lowering and the pressure is building up for another eruption that could send boulders in the air and ash clouds for miles. Hawaii police spokesman Alan Richmond runs down the latest numbers.
2,000 people have been evacuated in the Puna area, and the latest fissure that opened up this morning is down around that area in the Kalapana region. So all attempts are being made to protect those people. So far, no lives have been lost. Properties have, however.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Students and parents of a high school in Miami where the prom theme on Friday night was Welcome to the Jungle, in some cases expressing outrage that a real tiger in a cage was brought to the event. Some of the students say it appeared to be very upset and uncomfortable. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning stands accused of memorabilia fraud, and now a trial gets underway today. Lawyer Brian Brook represents three sports collectors suing the Super Bowl-winning quarterback, claiming that they paid thousands of dollars for game-used Eli Manning helmets that were actually never used in any games.
We've got nothing against the Giants. We're not trying to take them down again. My clients are huge Giants fans. These guys live and breathe this stuff. We're just looking to make sure that at the end of the day, that just results prevail.
Court documents indicate Manning emailed the Giants equipment manager for helmets that, quote, could pass the game-used test, but the Giants contest the email is being taken out of context. Jury selections to start from State Superior Court in Hackensack, New Jersey today. A 5-year-old Colorado girl is being treated for serious injuries but is expected to recover after she was attacked by a bear yesterday morning right outside her home. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department says it happened outside the 5-year-old's home near Grand Junction when the bear picked her up and started to carry her off till her mom came out and yelled at the bear. The bear dropped the little girl and went off into the woods. Parks and wildlife officials are currently looking for that animal. And Webb Simpson wins the Players' Championship while Tiger Woods finishes in a 6-way tie for 11th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.